Psalm 36. A Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgressive speech of the wicked man is, "In my heart there is no fear of God before his eyes." For he flatters himself in his own sight, indifferent to finding iniquity in himself, indifferent to being hateful. The words of his mouth are vanity and deceit. He has ceased acting wisely and doing what is good. He devises vanity on his couch. He takes his stand on a way that is not good. He does not reject evil. O Lord, your kindness is in heaven. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like tremendous mountains. Your justice is like a great deep. O Lord, you save man and beast. How precious your kindness is, O God, as the sons of Adam shelter in the shade of your wings. They will be satiated with the fat of your house, and you will give them drink with your pleasurable brook. For the fountain of life is with you. In your light we will see light. Continue your kindness with those who know you, and your righteousness with the upright in heart. Do not let a proud foot come upon me, and do not let the hand of the wicked drive me off course. That is where perpetrators of iniquity have fallen. They have been thrust down, and they cannot get up. Psalm 37, A Psalm of David. Do not be infuriated by evildoers. Do not be envious of perpetrators of injustice. For they will quickly be cut down like wild herbage, and will wither like green grass. Trust in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land, and feed on faithfulness. And delight in the Lord, and he will grant you the requests of your heart. Entrust your way to the Lord, and trust in him, and he will perform it. And he will bring out your righteousness like light, and your justice like midday. Be still before the Lord, and wait for him. Do not be infuriated by him who makes his way a success, by a man who engages in intrigues. Cease from anger and abandon fury. Do not be infuriated, which just leads to acting wickedly. For those who act wickedly will be cut off, but those who await the Lord will inherit the earth. And in just a little while, there will not be any wicked. As soon as you have taken stock of his position, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and delight in great peace. The wicked man schemes against the righteous man, and gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord will laugh at him, for he has seen that his day will come. The wicked unsheathe a sword, and draw their bow, in order to fell the poor and the needy, and to slaughter those of an upright way. Their sword will go into their own heart, and their bows will be broken up. The little that the righteous man has is better than the much of the many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of those with integrity, whose inheritance will be age-abiding. They shall not be ashamed at an evil time, and in days of famine they will be satiated. For the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord are like the prime part of fatted lambs. They will be consumed, in smoke they will be consumed. The wicked man borrows and does not repay, but the righteous man shows compassion and gives. For those blessed by him will inherit the earth, but those cursed by him will be cut off. Man's steps are made firm by the Lord, and he delights in his way. If he falls, he will not be cast out, for the Lord supports his hand. I was once a young man, but now I am old, and I have not seen a righteous man forsaken, nor seen his seed seeking bread. He is compassionate and lends all day, and his seed is a blessing. Depart from evil and do good, and so dwell age-abidingly. For the Lord loves justice, and he does not forsake those of his grace. They are kept safe age-abidingly, but the seed of the wicked is cut off. The righteous will inherit the earth, and will dwell on it perpetually. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps stumbles. The wicked watches for the righteous and endeavours to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor will he condemn him when he is judged. Wait for the Lord and guard his way, and he will exalt you in inheriting the earth. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen a wicked, violent man spreading himself like a luxuriant native tree. Then he passes away, and behold, he is not there. And although I might seek him, he is not to be found. Maintain integrity and see to being upright, for the final state of man is peace. But transgressors will be completely destroyed. The final state of the wicked is to be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of tribulation. And the Lord will help them and deliver them. He will deliver them from the wicked ones and save them, for they have trusted in him.